Groups opposed to Northwestern Energy's latest rate hike proposal planned a rally on Monday in Helena. In an unusual move, the utility giant used a legal loophole to increase electric rates for its Montana customers without approval, just weeks before it was scheduled to argue for approval. Montana's Public Service Commission regulates utilities, including Northwestern, which serves two-thirds of the state. After the PSC failed to act within 9 months of a request, Northwestern announced a 17% rate increase, or over $200 a year per customer. Montanans elect PSC members, but Butte resident Dick Maney says he worries the commission isn't always acting on the consumer's behalf.
And that is the problem. I don't think it has a lot to do with Northwestern Energy. I think it has a lot to do with the regulators on the outside, not on the inside of the company.
The move follows a 28% rate increase in 2023 and precedes arguments starting Monday for a 20% increase. The Monday rally to oppose the hikes is being hosted by a coalition that includes Montana Conservation Voters, Families for a Livable Climate, Forward Montana, and others. Maney says the rate increases are troublesome on top of the many other increasing costs of living in the state. For example, the median residential property in 2023 saw a 21% higher tax bill than the previous year, according to the Montana Free Press.
We have to deal with property taxes, which have increased substantially over the last couple of years, and that is really affecting everyone. So an increase in electricity affects us a lot.
In the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers passed property tax relief measures for most Montanans by raising taxes on second homes. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.